Southeast Radio would like to advise listeners that the following play contains some strong language.
Youthquake, an interactive radio drama project developed by Southeast Radio and funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee. Episode 5, Kira.
I have never been a big fan of house parties. I never seem to know where to put myself. I'm also not a big dancer or a big drinker, and house parties seem to be invented for doing both. But this was Roisin's going away party, and it was going to be the party of the year, so obviously I was going to be there. Everyone who was anyone in TY, from the boys' school and our school, was at the party by the time I arrived. There were even a few 5th and 6th year boys at it. All our gang was there, of course. Jack was there. Poor old Jack, who had his own demons to fight. He never stood a chance with Martha, and everyone knew it. And Martha and Owen were there. I could see them circling around each other, trying not to get too close in case they gave the game away. But that was never going to stay a secret. And Ben was there. Lovely Ben, who was always happy and a pleasure to be around. And Roisin, who wasn't her usual self and obviously had stuff on her mind that once again she wasn't going to share with the rest of us. The gang was all there. Early on in the night, the party was actually really good and the music was great and everyone was enjoying themselves. One of the first people I met after I arrived was Isabel. She was in the kitchen doing jelly shots.
Hey, Kira, come here. You have to try one of these. They are fab.
Oh, jelly shots. Why are they all different colours?
Well, the red ones are strawberry flavoured. The green ones are lime flavoured. And the blue ones... Well, I don't know. They are blue flavoured, I guess.
Blueberry, maybe?
That sounds way too healthy to be a jelly flavour. Anyway, down in one, okay?
One, two, three!
Yum. They are delish.
All I can taste is jelly.
That's the idea.
Are you sure there's even any alcohol in these?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure there is. That's my 5th one, and I can feel it already.
Isabel! Your 5th one! Roisin will kill you if you get too drunk.
I know. She's already told me that if I get drunk at this party and throw up, she's gonna kick me out of the gang.
That's a bit harsh. She can't kick you out of the gang. You're our friend.
Are you serious, Kira? Of course she can.
But Roisin doesn't get to decide who is in our gang and who isn't.
Oh, Kira, you really are so sweet and innocent. Of course she does. Anyway, I'm off to dance. Are you coming?
No, you go ahead. I'm going to see if I can find Roisin. I haven't seen her yet.
Okay, see you later.
Isabel was great fun. She really was. I wasn't sure if she was serious about Roisin throwing her out of the gang if she got drunk, but she didn't seem too bothered by it. Next, I went outside and met Owen and Martha. At that stage, they were just talking, but they were dangerously close to one another, and I knew already that it wasn't going to end well. We chatted for a while, and they promised me that they wouldn't go off together at that party, and I believed them. Then, I went back inside and I was looking for Roisin, when who should I bump into? Only Scott Kelly. Scott is Ben's big brother, and I've seen him around a lot. In fact, come to think of it, I've seen him a lot more lately. He just always seemed to be around. He'd spoken to me a few times in the days leading up to the party, asking me if I was going. Scott's a nice guy. Way too cool for the likes of me.
Hey Kira, there you are.
Hi Scott.
I was wondering when you were going to arrive.
Yeah, I got here a while ago. I was in the kitchen trying those jelly shots.
No way, there's jelly shots? Typical, the one that I'm not drinking.
You're not drinking?
I'm the designated driver.
Is Ben with you?
Yeah, he came, but I lost him the minute he came in the door. What about you? Did you come with anyone?
No, my mum just dropped me over.
So, are you enjoying the party so far?
Yeah, it's good. I'm not going to be able to stay too late, though. I'm babysitting tomorrow, so I need to get home early.
Is there someone collecting you later?
Well, I could ring my mum, but...
I could give you a lift later on if you want.
Really?
Yeah, I have my car with me, and I'm not drinking, I promise. Look, this just 7 up.
Okay, well, I'll see what happens later. Thanks, Scott.
No problem. If you don't mind me saying, you don't really look like you're enjoying yourself just yet.
I'm just worried about my friends. I haven't seen Roisin yet, and I really want her to enjoy this party. It's her going away party.
Why do you always do that?
Do what?
Put your friends before yourself.
No, I don't. It's just, Roshan's been in a strange mood recently. And Owen and Martha.
Yeah.
What?
So you're doing exactly what I said you were doing?
Maybe you're right.
It's one of those things I like about you.
You like me?
Yeah, I do. Why? Is that so surprising?
Well, it's just that you're in sixth year and I'm in fourth year. And I didn't really think you noticed me, to be honest.
I do more than notice you, Kirwelen. I see you.
Oh?
I've always liked you. But then, when you started hanging around with Ben, I really noticed how you're always there for everyone else. I don't think your friends see you the way I do. They all rely on you, and take you for granted. But is that enough for you?
But they're my friends.
You're a good person, Kira.
Thanks.
Can I get you something to drink? You look like you're empty.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Thanks.
Hey, Scott boy, you made it. How's it going?
Oh, hi, Jack. Yeah, I gave Ben a lift over and I decided to stay for a while.
So you drove over then?
Yeah.
Deadly, how's the car going for you?
It's a dream, Jack. You did a real super job. Jack did some modifications to my car. I'm absolutely delighted with it.
Look at you, Jack O'Toole. Quite the businessman out on your own. Your dad must be proud of you.
Well, we were keeping that one on the QT from my dad, if you remember, Scott.
Yeah, don't worry. I won't say a word to him. I was just going to go get Kira a drink. Do you want anything?
No, I'm good, thanks.
Back in a minute. Don't go anywhere, Kira.
Jack, why don't you want your dad to know about the work you did on Scott's car? You weren't stealing parts from his garage, were you?
What? Jesus, no, Kira. How could you ever think that?
Then why is it all on the QT?
Scott paid for all the parts. All I did was install them, and he paid me for the labour.
But you don't want your dad to know? Why?
Jesus, just leave it alone, will you, Kira? Why do you have to stick your nose into everything?
I had no idea why Jack was being so touchy about the whole car thing, but I knew it was time I went and found Roisin. She was super stressed when I finally caught up with her. So we had a few drinks together and she started to chill out a bit. Then she went to check on Isabel. Everyone was getting kind of drunk at this stage and the vibe was weird. People were starting to get really drunk and I think a few people were high. There's this one girl in our year that's always high at these things. We call her Junkie Jenny. It's not very nice, but unfortunately for her, she doesn't have a hell of a lot of friends. She was just lying against the wall. I thought she was passed out until I went to walk past her, and she made me sit down beside her.
Kirwelen, into my office, please.
Well, when you put it like that, Jen.
So, I was just with someone, but I can't tell you who it is.
You went off with someone already? You move fast. Do I know him?
I thought you knew everyone at this party.
Actually, there are a load of people here I don't know. I think there's way more people at this party than Roisin invited.
I was invited.
Yeah, I know.
So, I can't tell you who I was with, so you better just stop asking me.
I honestly couldn't care.
But you keep asking me.
Okay, so don't tell me.
I won't.
So why are you sitting here with me, then, if you've already scored?
He has a girlfriend.
That's breaking girl code.
I know, but the girls in my year aren't very nice to me anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry you feel like that.
Except for you, though.
Really?
Yeah, you're pretty much the only girl in our year that speaks to me.
That's not true, is it?
You're a really good person, Kira.
That's funny. You're the second person to say that to me tonight.
Would the other person have been Scott Kelly by any chance?
It was, actually. How did you know?
He likes you, you know.
What? No, he doesn't. He's in sixth year. Why would he like me?
This may surprise you, but me and Scott are actually besties. We grew up beside each other, and we are both mad into our cars. And I know the only reason he is at this party is because he likes you. He's not even drinking. He's just hanging around waiting to talk to you.
That's ridiculous.
Why is it ridiculous, Kira?
Because guys don't like me. Ever.
That's because you're the one that's always there with advice and a shoulder to cry on. And you're everyone's friend. But sometimes you have to be selfish and think about yourself. Why don't you go into the kitchen and talk to him? You do like him, don't you?
He's lovely. But I couldn't. All the 60s are in there.
Kira, sometimes I think you're the smartest person I know, and other times...
Okay, I get it.
So get in there.
I do need to get another drink anyway, and my bottles are in the fridge. In the kitchen.
Woo! Go, girl! You got to pump it up, don't you know
I'll pump it up. I really was on my way into the kitchen, and I really was going to talk to Scott, when I overheard a group of drunk girls talking the usual girly shit. I was only half listening.
Oh, Tom's gorgeous, isn't he?
Do you know Tom's hair? Tom's hair was so nice.
It was, but then he cut it.
So gorgeous.
And then he got buzz cut.
And he's a theatre boy. He like does all, he plays Ken.
Like John is the best. Because boys in Ireland just all have the same hair. They have a buzz cut or like the fringe and like the fade. But in England, they all have like different hair.
So boys in Ireland are just so like unoriginal.
Yeah, I know.
They just copy each other.
Yeah, they do. And they always wear skinny pants and like...
Oh, skinny pants.
Yeah. And like 97s.
And 11 degrees.
11 degrees.
11 degrees is the
same. And what else did they wear? They were like county housewives, just to flex.
Just to flex the fact that they're
county.
And then they started talking about Jack and Roisin. They were talking about my two best friends, so of course I had to listen in to find out what they were talking about.
Oh my god, is that Scott Kelly?
Yeah, I think so.
Isn't he in sixth year?
Yeah, wow, what's he doing here?
I think he's friends with Jack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jack and Roisin are friends, so...
I can't believe Jack came to this party, after what Roisin's family did to him.
Why would you be surprised?
It happened years ago, but the whole town still talks about it. Jack's sister was killed in a car accident. Her boyfriend was driving, and he was drunk at the time, so of course he got arrested and charged with her death. But Roisin's father is a brilliant lawyer, and he got the guy off. Jack's family haven't spoken to Roisin's family ever since. So it must be totes awkward for them just being friends.
Shit, that sounds so messed up.
Excuse me. Sorry, I couldn't help overhearing what you were saying there.
Oh, Kira. I didn't see you there.
Just so you know, Jack and Roisin are really good friends. They don't let something that happened years ago affect that.
Sorry, Kira. We didn't mean anything.
Yeah, well, maybe. You should be a bit more careful about what you say about people. We don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Sorry.
I stormed off then, quite dramatically if I do say so. I normally hate fighting with people, but I really felt I had to stand up for my friends. I knew this night had taken a strange turn, and I knew I had to find Roisin. That's when I found her outside, crying about Owen and Martha. I tried to comfort her, but she was so drunk, so we ended up having a fight. I was so angry after that, and I went in to have it out with Martha and Owen. That didn't go so well either, and it just seemed that I was fighting with everyone, even though I hadn't done anything wrong. So, to recap, Roisin was mad at me because I had known about Owen and Martha. Martha was mad at me because I told her and Owen to cop on. I'd had a fight with some random girl I met in the corridor. Isabel was comatose in a bedroom somewhere. Ben was sulking in a corner over a straight gay guy. The boy who liked me, Scott Kelly, was in the kitchen drinking 7-Up, and all the jelly shots were gone. This night was just getting better and better. Then, our song came on. And we all ran to each other and danced in one big group. The gang. And I thought for a moment, for a brief moment, that everything was gonna be okay. Open up my ears, cause I missed the bright side. That the lies, and the betrayals, and the cheating were not going to rip us all apart. We were all dancing in one big circle and singing at the top of our voices. And we were happy. But then the song ended and we were left facing each other. And that's when it all came spilling out, like guts from a zombie. It all started off with one innocent comment.
Fair play to your parents for letting us have this party here in the house, Roisin.
Why wouldn't they? They're shipping me off to France for a month, so I guess they felt guilty.
I don't think your dad does guilty.
And what does that mean, Jack?
Well, he doesn't strike me as the type of fella who would spend too much time worrying about other people and how he's made them feel.
Really? Jack, are we gonna get into this now?
Nah, I was just saying.
Well, maybe you should just shut the fuck up, because you don't have the first clue what you're talking about.
Alright, Roisin, chill.
After the week I've had and the shit I found out about my dad, you do not want to be coming at me like that.
Roisin, what shit did you find out? What are you talking about? So cynical. So then Roisin told us all about what had happened, finding out that her auntie Sheila had been having an affair with her dad, and that Fiacre was actually her half-brother. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was like something out of a movie. And it happened to my best friend, and she had told me nothing about it.
So you see, Jack, anything you have to say to me about my dad is nothing compared to the man I have just found out that he really is.
Jesus, Roisin, this is massive. Why didn't you tell any of us?
No, no way. You don't get to make this my fault. Not when all of you have been lying to me for ages.
Then Roisin turned on Owen and Martha and started giving out shit to them for dating behind her back. And to all the rest of us for not telling her.
And then you came along to my party tonight and I found out that all of you have been lying to me for weeks because you knew that Owen and Martha had been seeing each other for weeks and you never told me.
And then Jack absolutely lost it.
What the fuck, Owen? You've been seeing each other for weeks. Martha, I told you last week that I loved you. Owen, you're meant to be my fucking friend, man.
It all got so messy and so heated then. And Owen? Well, he just snapped. We didn't know it, but he was being bullied for months, and it all just built up inside him. He started hitting Jack, and Jack was on the ground. I shouted at Owen to stop. Owen, stop! But he just kept hitting him and hitting him.
I'm the bad guy.
And then he stopped. Owen, what have you done? He's not moving. Jesus, Jack, are you okay?
Fucker brought my tooth.
Yeah, well, you deserved it.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Stop it, both of you. My God, have you not done enough damage? You do realize that you're fighting over a girl. How medieval is that?
He stole Martha.
No, Jack, he didn't. She doesn't love you. She told you that. It's not her fault, but she doesn't feel that way about you. You need to fucking grow a pair and get over it.
Yeah, Jack.
And as for you...
Me?
Yes, Owen, you. I told you this would happen. I told you and Martha that people would get hurt, and you went and did it anyway.
It's not our fault, Kira.
Yes, it is, Martha. I warned both of you. I told you not to start anything until after Roisin had gone to France. But you're just too selfish, Martha. You see something that you want, and you just take it. Fuck the consequences.
Yeah, you are selfish, Martha.
And you?
Me?
Yes, Roisin, I am meant to be your best friend. You find out your dad has been having an affair for years, and you have a half-brother, and you decide not to tell me? And that's one thing, but then you come to this party all pissed off, and you take it out on me? That is not fair.
I'm sorry, Kira. You're right.
Yeah, Kira. You're right about everything. We're sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Kira.
Just shut up, the lot of you! You are all my best friends, and I've been there for you all the time. I listen to your moans, I dry your tears, I give advice. But I don't think any of you actually see me. I know you see me, but do you really see me? There's a guy that I like, who really likes me, and he is in there, in the kitchen. And instead of spending the evening talking to him, I've been running around after you lot, trying to keep everyone happy, trying to make sure that this didn't happen. But here you are, shouting at each other, punching each other. Well, I'm done with the lot of you.
Kira, we're sorry. We shouldn't have been fighting. Please, I don't want our last night together before I go away to be ruined.
Did you tell Isabel that you would kick her out of the gang if she got drunk tonight?
Excuse me?
You heard me, Roisin. Did you tell her that she was out?
I asked her to please not get drunk at my party because I know what she's like and I didn't want her getting sick all over my house.
The gang. That's what you call us. Your gang. We are not your little toy things to play with and mess around with, however it suits you, Roisin. You don't get to decide who gets to be with who or who gets to hang out in Jack's garage. You organise this party tonight because you want us all together before you go away. Please keep the gang together while I'm away, Kira. That's what you said to me. When all you've done is push everyone away. Well, I'm out. I'm going home.
Kira, come back. Kira!
Hey, Kira.
Oh, Scott. I was just coming to look for you. I'm so glad you're still here.
Nice speech.
Oh, you heard that?
I did. Well done, you.
Yeah, well, sorry I left you earlier when you went to get me a drink. I shouldn't have done that.
That's okay. You're here now.
Do you still want to give me that lift home?
I'd love to.
You haven't been drinking, have you?
Scout's honor. Here, smell my breath.
Okay, I believe you.
Come on, I'll take you home. that was all a bit dramatic back there. Do you mind telling me what it was all about?
I'd rather not talk about it, if it's okay. Let's just listen to some music.
What are you trying to do to me? I'll destroy my reputation if I'm hard listening to this.
Sorry, I just love this song.
Kira, you know I really like you, don't you?
I have a feeling.
Would it be okay if I texted you?
Yeah, I think that would be okay.
Great. I'd like to kiss you right now.
You can't. You're driving.
I'm a very good driver. I can do two things at once. Look, I can drive and turn the radio up. And I can drive and open and close the window at the same time.
You're very talented.
So what do you think?
I think you should keep your eyes on the road, Stud.
Okay.
This is a really nice car. Jack did a great job.
Yeah, he was brilliant.
I like the sound the exhaust makes.
You do?
Yeah, and I like the feeling of going fast.
That can be arranged.
I feel really safe with you.
Good.
What? Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Scott, look out! There's something on the road!
Hello, 999?
Hello. Yes, an ambulance. I need an ambulance. There's been a crash outside my house. It looks pretty bad.
Okay, ma'am. Can you tell me where you are, please?
Oh, my God. Oh, it's just a pair of teenagers in the car. Oh, God.
Ma'am, please keep your distance from the vehicle. It may be dangerous.
The boy, he looks okay. He's moving his head, but he's hurt. The girl. Oh, Jesus. She doesn't look good. Please send an ambulance.
Okay, ma'am. I need you to be calm right now and tell me your exact location.
Oh, okay. We're just outside the town on the...
My name is Roshan, and I have a story to tell. A sad story. A true story. A story about me and my friends. A story about Kira, the nicest, sweetest, best friend a person could ever have. The impact of the crash broke Kira's neck, even though she was wearing her seatbelt. Scott had just been going too fast. He hadn't been drinking at the party or anything. The car was just too powerful for him. A dog ran out in front of them and he lost control. Scott suffered severe injuries too, but he is going to live. Not too sure if he will ever walk again though. He didn't make it to Kira's funeral, but the rest of us were there. The gang. We didn't talk to each other. At the funeral we couldn't even look at each other. How could we? After all, we had all played a part in the death of our friend. Ben was the worst. He was inconsolable at the funeral. His brother was in intensive care and his friend was dead. The worst thing was that he believed that it should have been him. He had come to the party with Scott and had always planned on leaving with him. If he hadn't gotten drunk and passed out in the corner, he would have been in that car, in the front seat, and Kira would have been in the back, alive. Martha and Owen sat at opposite sides of the church to each other, two parts of the one blame. They knew that they had broken their promise to Kira on the last night of her life. They had made her so mad and angry that she left the party with Scott, instead of staying with us. Jack sat with his dad, who kept his arms wrapped around his son the entire time. It was Jack who had helped Scott modify his car. It was Jack's hand that had given Scott the loaded gun. He had lost a sister all those years ago, and now he was reliving the nightmare. And as for me, I knew that I should blame myself, but I just couldn't. Yes, I had played a part in making my friend so angry that she got into a car with a guy she didn't know very well, but it was her choice. I had offered her a bed in my house, even before all the fighting had happened, and she chose not to stay. She chose to do jelly shots with Isabel. She chose to leave the party with Scott. She chose to sit in the front seat. She chose not to tell him to slow down when he went around that corner. She chose death. So I can't blame myself. It wasn't my fault. Or am I telling the truth?
Youthquake, an interactive radio drama project developed by Southeast Radio and funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with a television licence fee.
In today's play, Keir was played by Elizabeth Gahan, Scott was played by Camille Gajovic, Jack was played by Tobias Redmond, Jen was played by Molly Benson, Isabel was played by Saib D, Roisin was played by Eloise O'Boyle Ferguson, Girl 1 was played by Hannah Donoghue, Girl 2 was played by Nessa Dunn, Girl 3 was played by Charlotte Dowd, Owen was played by Oisín Dunn, and Martha was played by Caitlin O'Leary.